Christopher McCauley. Brenda lay on her side, covered by a sheet. She murmured something, and the blonde woman left the room, closing the door as she went. I moved to the bed. Brenda stretched herself and yawned without even looking at me.
Oh, just give me a minute. I'll be with you. We don't usually have... What are you doing here?
I've come to take you home.
This is my home.
Brenda!
The name is Phoebe.
Come with me, Brenda.
I went with you before, remember?
Why did you leave?
Because I felt my future lay elsewhere.
Yes, that night you went to see Robert Ashley.
He was so understanding, so sweet. But there was nothing he could do for me, he said. Nothing anyone could do. I'd made my bed. Too many people knew about me, knew what I was, what I'd done. Even Don knew.
Don Benchley?
I rang him after I'd seen Ashley to tell him the truth. But someone had already told him. Poor Don. He was sick with disgust and loathing. I knew then that Ashley was right. There was nothing anyone could do for me. And there was nothing I could do for anyone but bring shame on them. I walked the streets for a while, wondering where to go. Then a man came up to me. And I knew. I'd found my true self again. After that, it was easy. The course was laid out for me. Finally, I wound up here. Well, I'm not quite the draw card I used to be, but I still get by quite nicely.
I'm taking you with me.
No.
Brenda, for the love of heaven.
It's no use, Father. This is my life now. The only life I know. The only life I want to know.
Now, you don't mean that.
I do mean it. I want to be left alone. That's all. To be left alone. Please go now. If you've ever felt anything for me, please go.
Would I?
Now, please.
Ah, Mr. McCauley. So do come in. I've been expecting you. I trust you enjoyed your trip to Melbourne.
You once tried to kill me, Ashley.
When I was young and hot-headed. And I've outgrown my impulsiveness now.
You may have done, but I haven't.
Oh, go ahead, Mr. McCauley, shoot me. But you won't mind if I die laughing, will you?
With the muzzle of the gun an inch from his face, with my finger tightening on the trigger, he shook with uncontrolled mirth. There was no pretense about it. The laughter was genuine. The tears that ran down his cheeks were tears of triumphant glee.
For God's sake, man, get it over with. What's stopping you?
It's what you want, isn't it? You want me to kill you. Yes, well, you'll never know how close I came to giving you the satisfaction.
Oh, come now. You're not going to disappoint me.
Is it possible a man could hate another so much?
Oh, entirely possible, Mr. McCauley. I would have thought you'd have realized that by now.
But haven't you had revenge enough?
Almost, but not quite. Now, be a good fellow. Pick up the gun and do what you came to do. Or would you like me to do it for you?
Put that down.
You're sweating, Mr. McCauley. I don't believe you're concerned about me.
You're insane.
Of course I am.
Don't. Don't.
Well, McCauley.
He lay on the floor, his eyes wide, staring at me. His teeth bared in a frozen grin. To this day, I can't be certain whether Robert Ashley killed himself with the intention of having me blamed, or whether in his unbalanced state of mind he sought merely to climax his vendetta of destruction with his own death. No one will ever know. A charge of murder was in fact laid against me, but was subsequently dropped for lack of evidence. To me, it mattered little. My own life was finished in any case. The years that have passed since then have had no meaning for me. But perhaps my story will serve as a warning. for those who hate blindly. I was born Christopher Stuart Macaulay 81 years ago. Now, as my life draws to a close, I feel free to speak of the times, the places, and the people I've known. Of the events that made me what I was and am. I, Christopher Macaulay.
In I, Christopher Macaulay, you've heard the following players. As Mr. Macaulay, you heard Paul O'Loughlin. As Edwina, Judy Farr. Drew Ashley, Lou Luton. Alison Keane, Cecily Polson. Captain Allenby, Ron Roberts. Merv, Guy LeClaire. Kane, Peter Whitford. Strick, Brian Anderson. Jason, Max Osbaston. Gordon Southey, Alton Harvey. Sergeant Rogan, Nigel Lovell. Gloria, Dorani Scar, Sandy, John Crummell, Maggie, Carmen Duncan, Anne, Faye Kelton, Dinah, Gina Curtis, Toff, Michael Lang, Robert Ashley, Gregory DePaulnay, Brenda, Beryl Marshall, Val, Faye Sharp, Rose, Amber Mae Cecil. Whilst as Christopher Macaulay, you heard our star, Richard Meikle. I, Christopher Macaulay, was written by Ross Napier and directed by John Woodward, a Grace Gibson production.